today?
Good morning.
Oh, I could make it on YouTube.
I want to thank everyone for coming.
Do you want me to not?
Yeah, they said Facebook is working better.
I just got a text. Is the Facebook working yet?
Facebook is getting on.
I'll let them know.
Are we on yet with Facebook?
I'll give you one guess who asked.
Okay, I have Facebook now. Go live. Someone test it.
You have to turn the camera to me, Ellie.
Yeah.
It's not going because it's not it's on solid red. Oh, there you go. That's good.
All right, are we on? Good morning, Baruch.
Baruch, but you didn't put the camera on. Baruch. But we see your picture. That's pretty good.
Good morning.
I don't see you, guys.
Right, because you didn't put the camera.
Put on the camera, guys.
This is on.
Good.
Oh, there we go.
Excellent.
Oh,
fantastic. Good morning, Baruch. Good morning. Good morning. Great to see you.
Gabriel is on also.
Is he on? Is he able to see?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So our learning this morning should be a merit. L'ili nishmas, m'ira chai, anachama bracha le'a shalom, b'astav and Mordechai. Our dear Katie Fischel, of blessed memory. And this morning we merit to start Masechet Bechoros. A Masechta that deals with, very appropriately as Yosef said, the laws of Bechor. The laws of a firstborn kosher animal. Firstborn kosher animal gets given to the Kohen. It's a karban. If it gets blemished, then the Kohen keeps it as private property, as a matnos kahuna. But before we get to the laws of firstborn kosher animals, we are going to learn about firstborn donkeys. The Torah says the firstborn donkey is to be redeemed with a sheep, and the sheep is to be given to the Kohen. V'im lo tifdeh, and if you don't redeem your firstborn donkey, ta'arafto, you have to chop off the neck of the donkey and kill it. So, we will begin with a law within the concepts of firstborn donkeys. And that is the only time there's the law of the firstborn donkey. It has to be replaced with a sheep. And the sheep given to the Kohen is if the firstborn donkey belongs to a Yisrael. The Torah says, Hikdashti li kol b'chor b'Yisrael. I have made holy for myself every firstborn in Israel. But if a Gentile owns the mother, or the Gentile is a partner in the mother, or the Gentile owns the firstborn. If a Gentile is in some way an owner of the firstborn child or the mother, then there's no law of pidyon pater chamor. There's no law of redeeming the firstborn donkey. Fantastic. So that is what our topic is going to be. And let's start with the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, so we're at the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Again, we're talking about the laws of firstborn donkeys, as the Rishonim explained. Rashi explains here. Really, the topic of the Masechta is the firstborn animals of kosher animals, but because the laws of firstborn donkey are in fact numerous, we begin first with the laws of firstborn donkeys. So, law number one: Halokeach Uber Chamoro Shalovit Kochav. Let's say you have a Gentile who owns a donkey, and you go. This donkey is pregnant. And you go to the Gentile, you say, I want to buy that fetus that's inside of your donkey. So he says, okay, you give him money, and now you are the owner of the fetus that's inside of the donkey. So now there's, again, Gentile and you. You own the fetus, but the Gentile owns the mother. Or, hamocherlo, let's say you have a mother, and you sell the fetus that's inside of the mother to the Gentile. And then the fetus is born, it's the firstborn. Now, even though you're not allowed to sell to a Gentile, as Rashi says, one of the topics of today's daf is the fact that there is a rabbinic law that you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa, a big animal, to a Gentile. And that we learned back from the Masechet Avodah Zarah. The reason for that is that we know that the Gentiles do work on Shabbos. And we're worried that if you sell an animal to the Gentile, it's going to work it on Shabbos, and before you know it, people are going to be lending animals to Gentiles, and they're going to be working them on Shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to sell to the Gentile, nevertheless, the sale worked. Since it worked, there is no pidyon peter chamor. Case number three. Hamishtateflo. If you and a Gentile pool money together and buy an animal, and then that animal has a firstborn, there is no law of pidyon peter chamor on that firstborn donkey. Case number four. Vamakabel emenu. Let's say the Gentile has an animal, and he says to you, listen, I don't want to work the animal. I don't want to take care of the animal. You take care of the animal, and in return for taking care of the animal, even though you didn't put any money, you put in sweat equity, taking care of the animal, you and I will be partners in what's born. So now, again, he is a partner in this animal, and if it's a partner, it's not Bechor Yisrael. It's not only the firstborn of the Jews. And finally, case number five, Vanosein lo b'kabbalah. The Jew owns the animal, but the Jew gave the animal to the Gentile. That the Gentile should raise the animal, and then the children will be split between the Jew, who's the owner, and the Gentile, who is the rancher. But again, since there's a Gentile who's got a share here in this child, then this child is not within the category of Hikdash the Kol Bechor b'Yisrael. I've made holy to me all the firstborns in Israel. It's not just Israel. It's Israel with Gentiles. And then there is no law of Pidyon, Peter, Chamor. Patamina Bechorah, in these five cases, namely, a Jew who buys the fetus of a Gentile donkey, a Jew who sells the fetus of his donkey to a Gentile, a Jew who partners with a Gentile and jointly they buy a donkey and then the donkey becomes pregnant and has a firstborn animal, a Jew who a Gentile who allowed the Jew to become a partner through sweat equity, and then they're going to share in the fetuses. There's no law of pidyon peter chamor. And a Jew gives to a Gentile an animal for the Gentile to raise, and then they'll be partners in the fetuses. In all of these cases, patur min habechora, there's an exemption of the law of bechor, there's an exemption of the law of the firstborn animal, the firstborn donkey is to be redeemed by a sheep and the sheep given to the Kohen. It doesn't happen in these five cases. Shenamar, because the verse says, Hikdash dili kol bechor b'Yisrael. I have made holy to me any firstborn in Israel. In Israel, I'm a lo b'acherim, but not if it's Israel together with others. In Israel, I've made holy, but not in others, not amongst the nations. All right, so says the Gemara, kol hani lamali. Why do I need to have five cases of a Gentile partner, and say in all of these cases, because there's a Gentile partner, the Bechor, the firstborn, doesn't have the status of Bechor. What do I need five cases for? I can just say a rule. If there's a Bechor, if there's a Gentile, there's a partner, there's no law of Bechor. So five cases. The Gentile's the partner because he bought the fetus. The Gentile's the partner because it was his mother, but the Jew bought the fetus. The Gentile's the partner because together they bought it. The Gentile's the partner because the Gentile gave it to the Jew, the Jew's raising it, and the Jew's going to have 50% of the children. The Gentile's a partner because it belongs to the Jew, but the Jew gave it to the Gentile to raise, and therefore the Jew and the Gentile are going to have 50% of the children together. Why five cases? Answers the Gemara, Tzricha, I need all of them. First, we have told us the first case, that a Jew who buys the fetus of a Gentile, even so, that fetus is exempt from Bechor. Okay, there the Jew is bringing in an animal into holiness. Once he's buying it, it's going to now be holy. It'll belong to the Jew. And if it belongs to the Jew, can he work it on Shabbos? No, because the Jewish animals have to rest on Shabbos. So if I'm doing something that's bringing an animal into holiness, now it's going to keep some mitzvos, okay? Therefore, that's what the rabbis are not going to put any fine on him. But the second case, the Jew owns the animal, and he sells the fetus of this animal to the Gentile. So now what the Jew did was a terrible thing. Because of what the Jew did, an animal that otherwise would have kept Shabbos is now not going to keep Shabbos. That's when it belongs to a Gentile. The Gentile doesn't have to make it rest, and the Gentile won't make it rest. So when the Jew took it out of Kedusha, Emolikna say, maybe the rabbis are going to find him and say, listen, since you made it leave holiness, you need to redeem it. You need to give Pikyon Petra Chamor. Hamash wants, that's why you need case number two. Now, why do I need case number three? Why do I need case number three? That if the Jew and the Gentile are partners in the money and they buy an animal together, the fetus born doesn't have the law of Pikyon Petra Chamor, doesn't have any sanctity, you don't have to redeem it. Case number three was needed lafukim and Rabbi Yehuda to teach me the Rabbi Yehuda is wrong. Rabbi Yehuda holds shutzfus over kochavim chayevus b'chora. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a Jew and a Gentile are partners and together they buy an animal, then the animal is the firstborn. That firstborn does have the laws of firstborn. You do need to redeem it. Come ashmalah, that's what we needed to finish to teach you the pturim b'chora, that you are exempt from firstborn. So we now have already gone through three of the five cases. Now case number four. Why was it necessary to say case number four, that if a Jew got an animal to raise, I'm sorry, the animal belongs to the Gentile, but the Jew is going to cultivate it, and by the Jew cultivating it, then the Jew is going to have a share in 50% of the children, and that also we said he's exempt from Lechora. Lamali, why didn't I tell you that? Because I want to tell you the next case. That if a Jew owns the animal, but he gave it to the Gentile to raise, and therefore the Gentile is going to have 50% of it, he's also exempt. I know it's a little bit Kabbalah Lamli. What do I need to tell you that case for? What's that so important for? Couldn't I figure that out? Once a Gentile has a share, the fetuses are exempt. Why do I need to tell you explicitly, even though it belonged to the Jew, but the Jew gave it to the Gentile to raise, now there's an exemption of Pidyon Petra Chamor? I'll tell you, if it's necessary to tell you that case. Salkadat to Chaminu would have thought to say, "Ho, v'yikar behemah the Yisraeli." Since the animal basically belongs to the Jew, it's the Jewish animal, right? The Gentile's not paying for it. The Gentile's putting in sweat equity. The Gentile's going to raise it, and he's going to produce the kids. So since basically it belongs to a Jew, Likna says, "Let's say, hey, this is your animal. What are you giving a Gentile a share in? By giving a Gentile a share, there's not going to be keeping of Shabbos. So therefore, we should punish him and say." That we should say he has to redeem it, because we'll say, listen, if we're going to let you be exempt from Pidyon Petra Chamor in an animal that you own, but just that the Gentile is raising it, next time we'll have some other animal that you own without a Gentile raising it, and you also think you don't have to give Pidyon Petra Chamor, because you just forget about Pidyon Petra Chamor. This basically belongs to you. 75% of it belongs to you. Even half of the children belong to you. So if you're going to be exempt here because there's a Gentile share in the children, then you're going to start thinking that you'll be exempt even when you own the mother. So maybe we should punish you and say you have to give Pidyon Petra Chamor, Kamash, when we needed it. So again, the bottom line of the Mishnah is, if a Gentile is in any way a partner, in the mother or in the child, then there is no law of holiness of Bechora, and there's no law of Pidyon Petra Chamor. And we need to tell you all five cases, that in these five cases, there's no law of Pidyon Petra Chamor, both Midah Oraisa and even Midah Rabbanan, when we want to punish people who do the wrong thing, in these five cases, there won't be a law of Pidyon Petra Chamor. Okay. So we are on Beis Amud Aleph, Masechet Bechoros, very appropriately. We're going to learn about the holiness of Bechor tonight. We're going to commemorate Makas Bechoros, that God killed the firstborn Egyptians, and that's why there is all this holiness of Bechor, that the firstborn are treated specially. So we learned in a Mishnah in Masechet Avodah Zarah, talking about selling animals to Gentiles. So we've mentioned briefly, there is a prohibition rabbinically on selling a big animal to a Gentile. But we learned in a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yehuda matir bishvura. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to sell an animal with a broken leg to a Gentile. But what's the reason why we don't want to sell animals to Gentiles? Because when you sell an animal to a Gentile, he's going to use it on Shabbos. And that might lead you next to lend an animal to a Gentile, and he's going to use it on Shabbos. Okay, but if an animal's got a broken leg, he's not going to use it. It's not going to plow because it's got a broken leg. It can't walk. So that, he says, you can sell. Ben Beseira Machi Besus. Ben Beseira would allow you to sell a horse to a Gentile because he said that you don't use horses to pull plows. They ride on horses. And riding on a horse is not a biblical malacha. Because Achai no seas atzmo. The living being carries himself. So therefore, since there's no possibility of really such bad things happening if he works it, therefore you can sell the horse to the Gentile. So now that's the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Ibailu, who had a question here in the base medrash. Uber Mali, can I sell a fetus to a Gentile? Because a fetus can't work right now. So according to Yehuda, who holds that I can sell an animal with a broken leg to a Gentile because that animal can't work. What about selling to a Gentile a fetus that's inside of an animal? After all, a fetus also can't work. So I'm a Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda answered, Tavad Rav Yehuda Hasam Deshari Bishum Deshvura. The reason why Rav Yehuda in Avodah Zarah allows you to sell an animal with a broken leg is because it can't do any work. It's not going to do any work. Uber Nami Shavaru. So the same is true as a fetus. A fetus can't do any work right now. So therefore, you can sell a fetus to a Gentile. Is that the reasoning? Or, Odilma, maybe we should say like this. Shvura lav hainu urche. An animal with a broken leg, it's not going to do work. It's got a broken leg. It's not its way to do work. I'm an Uber, but a fetus. Right now it can't do work, but soon it's going to be able to do work. Keep an eye on Urke, since this is its normal way. It's its normal way to be a fetus and then to eventually recover and be able to do work. So therefore, Lav Shavaru, that's not considered broken and you're not allowed to sell it. So this is the question that they had in Avodah Zarah. In Masechet Avodah Zarah, we learned you're not allowed to sell big animals to Gentiles because the animals of the Gentiles get worked on Shabbos. And we don't want you to be get in the habit of your animal working on Shabbos. Okay, that's what we learned back in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda though says you're allowed to sell an animal with a broken leg to the Gentile. So what about, would Rabbi Yehuda hold you're allowed to sell a fetus inside of a mother to a Gentile or not? Yeah, question?
I'm sorry. The pshat of Chamor Tivdeh, I was always thinking that they're giving some money to the Kohen.
No, a sheep. They give a sheep.
I know, there is three tahor, but chamor nothing. So all the concern is Avodah B'Shabbat, basically.
No, but chamor, we're going to get to chamor in a second, but chamor tifteh is that if there's a firstborn donkey, there's a whole ceremony where a sheep takes its place, and then the sheep is given to the Kohen. But we're going to get there in a second. Okay, so back in Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, we learned that you're not allowed to sell animals to, big animals to Gentiles, animals of labor to Gentiles. That's what we learned back in Avodah Zarah. And now the question, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to sell an animal with a broken leg to a Gentile, because that's not going to be worked anyway. And now we have a question, what about a fetus? Would Rabbi Yehuda allow you to sell a fetus of an animal to a Gentile? Is a fetus considered like an animal with a broken leg? Because right now it can't work. What do we say? Well, a fetus, though, this is normal that it's a fetus. It's gonna become full. So it's not like an animal with a broken leg. An animal with a broken leg, it's abnormal. Now it can't work. But a fetus, it's normal. It's going through a process. It's going to soon be able to work. That you also can't sell. Atashma, come in here. Good morning. Come join us. We're learning new Masechta, B'choros. Atashma, come in here. Behamocher lo, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if somebody sells a fetus to a Gentile, Apple Pijana Rasha, even though he's not allowed to, when the fetus belongs to the Gentile, now there won't be any law of Bechor. And below Plug Rebuta, Rita doesn't argue, Rita doesn't get up and say, well, you are allowed to sell a fetus because the fetus can't work. You see the Rebuta holds you're allowed to sell a fetus. I'm sorry, you see, Rebuta holds you're not allowed to sell a fetus. Because if Rebuta would tell you're allowed to sell a fetus, he should argue, he should say you're allowed to sell. Because the Mishnah says, even though you're not allowed to do this, selling the fetus, nevertheless, it creates a p'tur of Pidyon Petach Hamor. Rebuta doesn't say, but you are allowed. So Gemara says, one second, Litzamech, but according to your laws, Hamishdati flow, when the Mishnah says, if your partner's with a Gentile and together you buy an animal, or a Makabel Mimenu, when the Mishnah says, if you get the animal from the Gentile, it's the Gentile's animal, but you're raising it, and therefore you're going to be getting 50% of the children. Or Hanozin Lo B'Kabbalah, if you give to the Gentile an animal, so that he'll get 50% of the children, because he's raising it. The Lo Katani, where it doesn't say about any of those cases, that Rabbi Yehuda argues, and we know that he's going to argue, we're going to see that soon. Hanami Lo Palik, you're going to say he doesn't argue, we're going to see he does argue. Ella, apparently, Pali. There are all sorts of things that Yehuda argues about with this Mishnah below Katani, and it wasn't mentioned. Hachanani, so maybe this point too, when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to sell a fetus, that's only the view of the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, you are allowed to sell a fetus. Pali v'lo katzani. He argues even though it's not mentioned. All right, so we're back to this question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, you allowed to sell an animal with a broken leg to a Gentile. Would he allow you to sell a fetus to a Gentile? Tashma, come in here, prove. Rabbi Yehuda, says, I'm a kabbal behemim and obit kocham. If a Jew gets an animal from a Gentile, that the Jew's going to work the animal, and therefore the Jew's going to have a share in the children. The Yalda, then this animal gave birth. So now, Malinosu b'shavyo, we have to assess the value. V'nosin chatzitam of the kohen. He has to give half of the value to the kohen, because that half is what he belongs to. V'nosin lo b'kabbala. Now, if a Jew gives to the Gentile the animal to work, and he tells the Gentile, you work the animal, and the children born have to me, have to you, so this Jew did a wrong thing. Is a Jew allowed to give animals to Gentiles? We've been saying all along, no, because we don't want them to work them on Shabbos. So, after Bishen Rosh Hashanah, he's not allowed to do it, and it was wrong for him to do it. Kotzen also, we punish him. We make him pay even 10 times the value. There's no sin called him of the going. And he has to give all of that money to the coin. So he has to pay 10 times the value to buy it back from the Gentile. And he has to give all of that, all of the value of the firstborn to the coin. So now, let's go to the Gemara. Basil and Basil. My love. When Rabbi Yehuda says, after Shein Rasha, he's not allowed to. Nevertheless, he has to give half to the Kohen. In the first case, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm a Kabul Be'imun Ovid Kocham, someone who got an animal from a Gentile, and he's going to work it, and he's going to get half of the fetuses. The Yogan gave birth, Malanos of the Shabbat, Nosin Chatzi Dam of the Kohen, he gave half the value to the Kohen. And then, Vanosin of the Kabbalah, if he gives to the Gentile the animal, after Shein Rasha, even though he's not allowed to. So then, it worked. But then we punish him, so we make him buy it back and give even up to 10 times the value back. So my love, what was the thing that he wasn't allowed to do? Uber wasn't allowed to give the fetus to the Gentiles. Wasn't allowed to make a deal where the Gentiles going to own fetuses. So you see that according to Yehuda, you're not allowed to sell fetuses. So when it says, no, that's not what it's referring to, Abahima. That second case of the Bryce is talking about what he did that wasn't allowed was that he made the Gentile the one raising the mother, and therefore it's as if he sold the mother to the Gentiles. One second, but Damav Katani, but it says he has to redeem the fetus, it sounds like. Tani Damav, read it as he has to pay for her value. But you can't say that, but no single dam of the coin katani. It says he gives all of the value to the coin. Ibehema, if it's the mother, coin my avidite, what right does the coin have to the mother? Answer the Gemara, what am I asking? What are we talking about here? In the second case of the Mishnah, the Braisa, the Jew gives a pregnant animal to the Gentile. Lifatuma. And there he has two purposes. He wants the Gentile to fatten up the animal.
Fatuma.
And he also wants the Gentile to take care of the animal and to bring children out of the animal. So, we're upset with him. What are you giving an animal to a Gentile for? What are you making a deal with the Gentile about animals? So the Gentile's going to work it on Shabbos. The Gentile works it on Shabbos. Before you know it, Jewish animals are going to be working on Shabbos. We're upset with him. So we punish him because of what he did for the mother. And therefore we punish him. We say that even though the fetus really shouldn't have before, because the fetus is partially owned by a Gentile, we punish him and we make him give that child to the Kohen. So, we make him roll back the deal. We make him buy the Gentile out. Even if the Gentile charges him 10 times the amount, we make him buy the Gentile out, because it's wrong to give formerly Jewish-owned animals to Gentiles, but now they're going to be worked on Shabbos. And we make him give the fetus back. So Amar Rav Ashi said again, we're dealing with this question. According to Yehuda, are you allowed to sell a fetus to a Gentile? Tashma, come here, proof. We learned in Avodah Zarah, Rav Yehuda Matir B'Shvura, Rav Yehuda Breiser, Rav Yehuda permits you to sell an animal with a broken leg to a Gentile. Mipnei she'ini yichol l'srapos, because if it has a broken leg, it can't heal, it can't do any work. What does that tell you? How do you chol this raffles if it would be able to heal? Aser, he wouldn't let you sell it. So you see, whatever could ultimately heal, he won't let you sell.
No fetus.
Now, what's the answer, Kim?
No fetus.
No fetuses! Because a fetus could eventually, can it be healthy and do work? Yes. So since it could eventually become healthy, even though right now it can't do any work, you can't sell it to the Gentile. Says the Gemara what Kim said, Va'uber nami a fetus also, ki yacholis rapos tami. It's like an animal that could heal, and therefore shmami na, we derive from this, that you may not sell fetus to a Gentile. So to summarize the question and conclusion, we learned in Masechta Avodah Zarah that a person is not allowed to sell his animal to a Gentile based on the laws of Shabbos. We're worried that the Gentile is going to do work with the animal on Shabbos. And if the Gentile will do work with the animal on Shabbos, next we're going to lend an animal to a Gentile, and we're going to have Jewish animals being worked on Shabbos. If Yehuda says you can sell an animal with a broken leg to a Gentile, because it can't do any work. We ask, what about a fetus of an animal? Could you sell the fetus of an animal to a Gentile? Please come join us. Welcome. Thank you. It's the first stop.
Okay.
Seth the Bechoros.
Okay.
Can you sell the fetus of an animal to a Gentile? And the answer is no. You can't sell the fetus of an animal to a Gentile because the fetus of an animal will eventually grow up. It'll do work. And we don't want you, that an animal that was once owned by a Jew now to be doing work on Shabbos. Before you know it, Jewish animals will be doing work on Shabbos.
Robert, this is not just for a buffalo, correct? This is for any.
Yes. They don't want you to sell any work animal.
Like this, though, do we? Today?
Well, I don't know.
If you're a farmer, you can't sell your.
I mean, not today. It doesn't apply today.
With a cow?
Yeah.
Somebody has a cow, he sells it to Gentiles?
Today.
Really? Why?
And also the
there's a couple. No, there's a couple of reasons why. Number one, they said that the Gezerah only applied when all the Jews were in one place, like in Bavel. So they could do business with Jews, as opposed to when you're in the diaspora, you have Jews all over the world. They wouldn't be able to function. Also, the reason of some say it's because of Chimur, not because of...
Gentiles today are different.
Yeah, and Chimur means, you know, calling
bestiality.
The animal, moving, all that. I don't know exactly what the English term is for.
There's also the issue of bestiality that the Gemara said.
Yeah, but that's what Behemad Dakal is. Behemad Dakal was the Chimur also. So a lot say it doesn't really apply today.
Interesting.
Going back to the Mozart. This is assuming that the non-Jew is not an idol worshiper, right? Otherwise, it would be for idol worship, not for Shabbat.
If he worships cows, it's an idol worship. I mean, no, we're not assuming. Even if he's not an idol worshiper, right? It's just Yeshua's Shabbos.
But if he is an idol worshiper, it would be for both reasons.
If he worships that animal, if he worships cows, let's say the Indians, the Hindus that worship the cows.
What about in the case of the wine? Would you give wine libations? How?
Could be. It could be. That's their problem. So now the Gemara is going to go over this entire sugya again.
Any animal doesn't have to work, people. It's specifically not that other.
You can't be pigs.
The Gemara is going to go over the whole sugya again in another way. The Ika, there are those in Masnila Masnisim. They taught this entire discussion on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about the laws of Bechor. The Mishnah says, Vamochelo, if somebody sells to a Gentile a fetus, Ach Bishen or Rasha, even though he's not allowed to do so, then when the fetus is born, there's no status of Bechor to it because the Gentile is a partner in the fetus. Says the Gemara, Lema Masnisim, the Loka of Yehuda, isn't this Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be allowed to sell the fetus. If not, because then we learn, Rabbi Yehuda, Machi Bishvur, Rabbi Yehuda allows you to sell an animal with a broken leg. So if he'd allow you to sell an animal with a broken leg, he would also allow you to sell a fetus to a Gentile. Says the Gemara, maybe not. I feel the same, Rabbi Yehuda, this mission could be like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would hold you can sell an animal with a broken leg, because Shvur Alav Hainu Urche, if it has a broken leg, it's not normal for it to ever recover, and it's not able to do work now. But a fetus, Hainu Urche, it is its way to be a fetus. It's soon going to be able to do work. And since it's soon able to do work, even though now it can't do work, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you're not allowed to sell it to the Gentile. Tashma, come and hear a proof. Rabbi Yudom, Rabbi Yudom says, Hamatabu behem minavo betochavim, if a Jew gets an animal from a Gentile to raise, and then he's going to get a share of the children, v'yolda, and it gives birth to a firstborn, malanos of a shavio, the Jew has to assess the value of that firstborn, v'nosin chatzi dam of l'kohen, and since he's entitled to 50%, he has to give that 50% of the value to the Kohen. Now the next case, v'nosin lo b'kabbalah, if the Jew gives to the Gentile an animal for the Gentile to raise, even though he's not allowed to do so, so really there is no law of Bechor, but we now punish the Jew, we make him buy back the animal, up to 10 times of its real value, he has to give all the value to the Kohen. My lava uber, so presumably we're talking about the fetus, that's what in a Rasha, he's not allowed to sell it to the Gentile. No. Really, he's allowed to sell the uber to the Gentile because the uber can't do work. It says he's not allowed to do it, he wasn't allowed to sell the mother. But it says he has to get the value of the fetus. Tani tamer, that means that he has to buy back her value. It says he has to give all of the value of it to the coin. If we're talking about the mother, coin my what are we talking about the coin about? What the coin has no right to the mother, it's a right to the firstborn. It's the Gemara, Chubba Mayaskin. And here, what are we dealing with? He gave a pregnant animal to the Gentile, and it wasn't just the Gentile should help bring the children out, but lifatuma, he wanted the Gentile to fatten up the animal. Since we are making a fine against him for having given the animal to the Gentile, because now the Gentile working on Shabbos, that's why we also make a fine and say that he has to give the fetus back to the Kohen, even though the Gentile had a share in it. But basically, again, you are allowed to sell just the fetus to a Gentile, maybe. Amar Rav Ashi said, Tashmak on your proof. We learned, Rav Yehuda Matir B'Shvur, Rav Yehuda allows you to sell an animal with a broken leg to a Gentile. Tishen Yechol L'Srapos. Because such an animal can't ever heal. What do you see, though? Yechol L'Srapos. If the animal could heal, also you're not allowed to sell it. Rahai, when you talk about a fetus, keep Yechol L'Srapos dummy. That's like an animal that could heal. So since a fetus could heal, you shouldn't be able to sell it to a Gentile. If you sell it to the Gentile right now, it's not going to do work. But once it's going to heal, once it'll be born, it can do work. Shema Amina, that's the final proof. Bottom line is, we started off with a question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to sell an animal with a broken leg to a Gentile because it's not going to do any work. What about a fetus? Bottom line is, nope, you can't sell a fetus, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. All right, so now, going on to some new issues. Iboyaluhu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Machar behima l'ubrecha. What happens if a Jew sells an animal to the Gentile? That the Gentile will be able to get the fetus, the children born of this animal. Right now the animal doesn't have any children, but when it will have children, the children will belong to the Gentile. So what is the law? Are we going to tell him that he has to buy the animal back? Well, maybe since the core of the animal hasn't been sold to the Gentile, therefore he doesn't have to buy it back. Tibay the Rabbi Yehuda, this is a question according to Yehuda, and Tibay the Rabbanan, it's a question according to the Rabbanan. Tibay the Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's a question according to Rabbi Yehuda. Atkan lo kashar Rabbi Yehuda, when does Rabbi Yehuda allow you to sell an animal to a Gentile el b'shvura? When you have a broken animal, an animal with a broken leg. No one's going to get confused and think, well, if I could sell an animal with a broken leg, I could sell a healthy animal. No, there's a difference. But when it comes to selling the whole animal for the sake of the fetuses, if we allow this, people might think you can actually sell an animal. So maybe Usar, maybe he prohibits it and he says you need to redeem it. Or Dilmar, maybe Umashvur the Paskamine. Here a case of a broken animal, it's totally out of his domain. Right? He totally sold it. Nevertheless, it's allowed. So Kol Shekein, so certainly he would allow Shleima, when it's a whole animal for the sake of its fetuses, to lo paskamine. You haven't really fully sold it. The core of the animal still belongs to the Jew. It's just the fetuses that will belong to the Gentile. So maybe the Rabbi Yehuda allows that sale. So you buy the Rabbanah. We can have the same question, these questions according to the Rabbanah. Ad kan lo kasi Rabbanah, when did the Rabbanah prohibit El Bishvura, they prohibit an animal with a broken leg, the Paskamine, because that's a full sale. Abel Shlema, but our case where it's not a full sale, you're just selling to the Gentile the right to get the fetuses. The low paskimine where the animal's not leaving your domain. Shari, maybe they allow you to do that. Oh, Dilmor, maybe you mashwood loasi lachlufe. Here, even an animal with a broken leg, which you're not going to be confused and say, well, if I could do that, I could also sell an animal with toll. Asu, they don't allow you to sell. So kol shekein shlema. So certainly an animal that's old, asi lachlufe, which could get confused with other animals, therefore they wouldn't let you do it. V'tzayim adu abanan. Mishum hachihu. Okay, so the Gemara says, ask the Gemara, v'tzayim adu abanan mishum hachihu. Is this the reasoning of the Rabbanan? That they said, don't sell a animal with a broken leg, because before you know it, people are going to sell animals without broken legs. Well, time we're going to buy some. Lo, the sages say to Rabbi Yehuda, "Valo mar bina levi oledes." So what if the animal has a broken leg? The Gentile might crossbreed the animal with another animal, and they'll have children, and those children are going to be used on Shabbos. You see that the whole reason of the chacham is that the animal with the broken leg is a problem because she's going to give birth. So if the problem is that she's going to give birth, certainly the chacham are not going to say you could sell an animal for the sake of the fetuses that will be born and let those fetuses go to the Gentile. The Gemara says, no, achi kamalei. Maybe the Rabbanan are saying like this. The reason why we say don't sell an animal with a broken leg is because we're worried that next someone's going to sell an animal without a broken leg. Elah, but you, my time is short. So why do you allow selling an animal with a broken leg? Because you said the animal can't heal. It's as if you sold an animal for slaughter. But still not true. Even if she can't heal, she can't do the work, but she could still have children. Since she could have children, the Gentile is going to let the animal sit, and he's going to have children from it. And people are going to think you can sell animals to Gentiles. She's not going to give birth. If she's got a broken leg, she's not interested in having a male on her and making her pregnant. Okay, so bottom line is we still have this question. When we know that you're not allowed to sell animals to Gentiles, because the animals will be worked on Shabbos, what about if you're not really selling the animal, you're just selling a right in the animal to the fetuses that the animal will produce? Can you sell that to Gentiles? Tashma, come here, prove. We learned in our Mishnah, no similar Kabbalah, if you give to the Gentile an animal to raise. The Lokotani, and it didn't say when you give an animal to the Gentile to raise, Achbishen Rashad, you're not allowed to do so. So you see, you are allowed to do so. I said, no, but according to your logic, when it says a Mishtate flow, when it says if you're a partner with a Gentile, the Lokotani, it doesn't also say there that you're not allowed to be a partner with the Gentile in the animal that you bought. Hachanami de Rashar, you're going to say that you're allowed to do that? Bahamar Avu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel said, Asaladim, Shiasa Shutvasim, Ovikol Chavim. A Jew is not allowed to be a partner with the Gentile, Shema Yisayev Lo Shvua, because maybe the Gentile is going to owe an oath to this partner. Vinishba Lo, B'Shem Avodas Kocham Shalo, and he's going to swear in the name of the Avodah Zarah. Torah, the Torah says, Lo Yisham Al Picha, don't make it heard based on your mouth. Ella, so it said, Tana Mechira, it said in regards to sale, that it wasn't allowed. The same things are true about the partnership. Hachanami sotu here, Tana Mechira, it said about the sale that it's not allowed. Wadil Kablanos, the same thing in terms of making him the right to the children that are born. Why did it say explicitly by the sale that it wasn't allowed? Because the primary prohibition is the prohibition about selling an animal to a Gentile.